This is Harry Farmer with your cosmic weather forecast for Friday through Sunday, September 11th through 13th. While the next 3 days features a less than average amount of planetary activity, what we lack in quantity is made up for by the solar eclipse occurring just before midnight on Saturday. Around sunrise this morning, the moon entered the analytical, health-minded Earth sign Virgo, where she'll remain until Sunday evening. Lunar Virgo energy usually encourages critical thinking, attention to detail, and an emotionally reserved approach to the moment at hand. Now presently, the moon is in her balsamic phase, which is the final 3 to 4 days of her regular 28-day cycle. This is essentially a period that emphasizes being more reflective, looking inward, and slowing down from our usually busy daily routine to assess our life and essentially feel good about ourselves. In fact, that opportunity will be encouraged this evening when the moon and philosophical Jupiter combine energies. This contact will usually help set a tone for having a sense of faith, hope, and optimism as we use our time for rest, relaxation, and rejuvenation. Then tomorrow morning, the moon receives the vibrations of the intense, focused planet Pluto, helping to strengthen our emotional reserves to begin our Saturday. So the eclipse day features very defining and meaningful solar contacts with both eccentric, independent Uranus, as well as the planetoid Chiron, the wounded healer. Actually, the Sun-Chiron connection began on Friday, but its influence is still being strongly felt today. With Chiron in the water sign Pisces, which relates to depth of feeling and what goes on beneath the surface, this contact creates the opportunity to become more aware of our emotional nature. Maybe you have a tendency to be overly sensitive at times, then react by being overly critical of yourself and others as a result. This combination could also help reveal where irrational fears may be keeping you from fully expressing your creativity, or where insecurities prevent you from truly honoring yourself. Focusing on the innate talents you bring to the job or self-employment that allows you to do your best, and giving of yourself in service to others, especially those less fortunate, is an ideal way to utilize the Sun-Chiron dialogue. Also significant this weekend is the somewhat awkward contact between the Sun and the quirky, freedom-loving planet Uranus. Now, this interaction may help encourage us to assert our need for independence of self-expression, especially in the work environment. It could even assist us in breaking free from dietary habits that do our mind and body more harm than good, or aid in developing a health discipline that radically changes our normal routine. And while we could be feeling a certain amount of restlessness this weekend as a result of all the energies described above, exploring all of these opportunities and potentials I've just mentioned could easily carry over into the weeks and months ahead, as eclipse energies tend to last for quite a while. Now, in addition to the solar and lunar influences just mentioned, there is also a mildly irritating interaction between mental Mercury and the structured, sometimes limiting planet Saturn late Friday and into Saturday. Therefore, our thought processes tonight and tomorrow could have a more serious tone than usual, as could the conversations we share with others. Finally, as solar eclipses mark a time of new beginnings, this could be a meaningful and empowering weekend of reflection, inspiration, and seeing opportunities we create for ourselves in the days, weeks, and months ahead. So that's it. That's our cosmic weather forecast for Friday through Sunday, September 11th through 13th. This is Harry Farmer wishing you a blessed and inspired weekend.